You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the Brothers Layman, your co-host Chris
and Jonathan. What's happening?
Oh yeah, man! It is enjoying this 3-day weekend, Labor Day weekend here.
Hot,
you know. But you know, for the sports heads, it just means football is back.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't. Oh my gosh, what is it? Sunday? Oh snap! It's Monday.
Yeah,
we got three more days, and then we got who? Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And New England.
Pittsburgh, New England.
Oh, my wife is pissed. Oh, my wife is pissed. She pulled out her terrible towel already. She ready to roll.
Yeah, it's on, baby.
She ready to roll.
You know we're going to get into that.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, this weekend is probably crazy fantasy drafts.
Oh, I know everybody getting the last of their drafts in before the season starts. And yeah,
three of them. We had ours to this morning.
College football have kicked off this past week.
Yeah.
Woo, a lot. It's back. Oh, you just the sports feeling is just back in the air now.
Mm-hmm.
No offense to baseball. No offense to baseball. But it's now it's like, sports. Mm-hmm. I feel the sports again.
Yeah.
You just feel like no offense, but you're just like,
everybody happy.
Yes.
Vegas happy.
Oh, Vegas is grinning.
Yep.
Ear to ear.
We got all of that. You know, we got some more to give out.
Absolutely.
Of course, you know, this, Serena's on her way, trying to get that quote Serena slam.
Got a huge roadblock in front of her.
Yeah, that's interesting. But, you know, we're going to get into all that in this episode. So make sure you keep up with us at blackisonline.com. If y'all want to get at us any comments, feedback, whatever to talk to us, you can do it many ways. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. Any of that good stuff, leaving notes on the show page, either iTunes, Stitcher, reviews, all that. We appreciate any of it.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, any questions y'all may have, anything y'all want to dish out to us. If you got any critiques for the show too, we will gladly take them. Hit us up and let us know.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, so we're going to start with some feedback.
Awesome is that.
Yeah, we got some good ones over the weekend.
All right.
First one is from the homie Baylor the Great.
What's good, man?
Looking at all the unrestricted free agents in the NBA 2016,
mm-hmm.
Who would you go after seeing that Kobe might be on his way out? Who do we pass the torch to? #Lakers. KD?
Mm-hmm.
Wade?
Mm-hmm.
Al Jefferson?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of top-tier role players on that list as well. Rondo?
Mm-hmm.
Conley?
Yep.
David Lee?
Yep.
Me personally, I don't think KD can handle a spotlight and pressure.
Ooh.
Heck, not too many can, period.
Mm.
I think we might have to put a team together, something that mimics Byron's New Jersey squad. I'm not a huge fan of anybody in the league right now to just give them the keys to the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, okay. Baylor's AFC West breakdown. Denver Broncos.
See, I was nice about your Raiders, and now you're throwing shots. Okay. Let's go.
Peyton has a max 2 years left. I think he's still a top five QB, barely. Mm-hmm. But the man just came out and admitted he can't feel his fingertips. He has a solid defense, no doubt. A stud wide receiver, and I guess a nice running back.
Hater.
The committee he has behind him, though, is suspect. By the grace of God.
I will give you that.
By the grace of God, y'all don't bump into the injury bug. Pay close attention to the draft class next year because I checked out the backup QBs. Hashtag rough days.
It's all good, man. Look.
Let me get through it all.
Keep going.
But he has them at the division winners.
Good. Because that's what's going to happen.
All right, next.
Keep going.
Kansas City. All respect is mandatory on Andy Reid. I got respect for Alex Smith. But let's keep it real. It's only so long he can get away with 5 to 10 passing plays and wide receiver reverse joints. Charles is the savior, but also the downfall because he might be turning into a McFadden.
Mm.
Probably won't make it past week 6.
Nile
Davis
ain't that injury prone.
Nile Davis is the top fantasy handcuff. And with the suspect DBs, Bray will have a lot of workload coming.
I can see that, yeah.
Got them in third place. San Diego. Rivers got paid, but he hasn't been right since his right-hand man left the league, LT.
Ooh.
With average wide receivers and rookie running back. I see a lot of yelling and red-faced moments coming from Mr. 8 Kids. Defense is just about average, and the fan base is still on edge. Too emotional, and I don't think Rivers really cares about the move. He got paid, and he's fine with it.
Yeah.
He's got them last in the division.
Wow. What?
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. And then the Nation.
Oh, my God.
Carr has one more year to prove his status as a for sure starter.
That's it?
He threw for 900 less yards and one TD to Matthew Stafford with less weapons. I'm not sold on Murray's durability yet. He's still a solid running back. Wide receiver wise, Cooper is a stud thus far. He'll need help, though.
Mm-hmm.
Our defensive front eight, I'm sold on.
Mm-hmm.
My DBs besides Nate Allen, I'm not. New coach, new scheme, new life. You know what I mean? And he has
same results.
Runner up and then optimistic.
Yeah, okay.
P.S. Des Bryant will win the MVP this year.
Ooh, that's a hell of a bold prediction there.
There you go, man. Shout out to you, man.
Appreciate
it as always. You knew this, bro.
It's all love. Hey, it's all love, man. I take it all in stride. I don't take it all personal.
Football has started.
Exactly.
So
football has started. We go bump heads. Okay,
Bronco fan.
First of all, ahead. Yeah. First of all, you know, our great Broncos, you know, our great quarterback, who you so happen to mention is top five still. You can say barely all you want. He's still top five, right? Secondly, about them fingertips, he admitted he couldn't feel them for the past 4 years since his neck surgery. So what does that tell you? He put up stupid numbers after he couldn't feel his fingertips. I hope he never feels some shits while he's playing for the Broncos in, if that's the case. Running back, let's not forget, when it came to, I want to say, the last 7-8 games, have to do my research, C.J. Anderson was probably top three running backs in the league. Let's not get it twisted. And we bringing back the zone scheme. Yeah, our offensive line may not be great. I'll give you that point. But Peyton has played behind some shaky O-lines before, has made it work. We got DT, and we got a great defense. I ain't worried about it. This Raiders finishing second is just bad. That's unbelievable. I give you credit that they're going to improve. But, yeah, you're being way, way too optimistic about them finishing second place. Carr. He only got one more year to prove himself. Like, that's all you giving him is one?
Yeah, that's low. That's
I'm like, he was just a rookie. Playing for the Raiders.
But I would say, as with all guys, when they start by year three, he, you know, but this year is like, okay.
You want to see him improve from last year.
Here,
and of course.
You need to end the season as a Raider. Like,
you sold this. Yes. This is our quarterback going forward.
I don't have an issue with thinking about quarterback.
I'll give you Latavius Murray. Really haven't seen him much. Don't, you know, we've seen some explosive plays last season, but we don't know. Mm-hmm. Mark Cooper is a stud. Yeah, I mean, their offensive line is okay.
Mm-hmm.
They lost Steve Wisnowski, I believe that was his name, to Jacksonville. Don't forget about that one, brother. I know they added Rodney Hudson. Let's see. Defensively, your front eight? Come on, man. I mean, look, you got Justin Tuck. Who's too solid? But I mean, who else do you have? I mean, you got Khalil Mack, but
Khalil Mack is the stud.
Who else you got at linebacker? C.O. Moore just got traded to Indy, so who else you got at linebacker? I think they added Curtis Lofton. who's been hurt quite a bit throughout his career. You know what? It is what it is. If you're fine with 45-year-old Charles Woodson in the backfield, that is fine. When all that matters is when we play y'all, hit me up with the score, brother, and let me know what happened. Thank you very much. Kansas City shitties.
Yeah, they got to air it out.
Alex Smith is a game manager, but yeah, he has to air out the ball a little bit more.
It works for, you can say it works for Brady, but I was like, but Brady takes shots.
Yeah.
He'll dink and dunk, and then once you get comfortable, then he drops a 60-yarder on your ass, and you're like, oh, damn.
And then, I mean, so besides Jamal Charles when he tore his ACL, he really hasn't been durable for the most part. I mean, wide receiver-wise, they're still improving, so we don't really know. Yeah. I agree, Eric Berry back there is great, but his corners are a little suspect. They're young and suspect, so that didn't help.
Yeah,
and
San Diego.
San Diego. San Diego.
LT is a damn.
I mean, but damn,
he's an arguably, if you want to argue, top five running back
of all time.
Yes, he's arguable. He's in the discussion of.
I mean, shit, the nigga had 100 catches in his season. Like,
the nigga threw for like seven. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't. It's not going to be the same. But Rivers, at that point, he wasn't number one option on the team.
He was still good though. I mean, Rivers was great. Yeah, I mean, he had a moment when he fell off.
Yeah,
but the cliff.
Yeah,
but he's rejuvenated. Yeah, receivers. Yeah, they're he hasn't had a great receiving core besides Antonio Gates. Defensively they're okay. Go ahead, brother. If you optimistic about your Raiders finishing second, who am I to tell you not to be optimistic about it? Rep your squad. I ain't mad at you either. Rep your squad. But be realistic and understand if they suck. Yeah. You understand. New coach, things change.
I hope you're being optimistic. That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I got ain't nothing but love and respect.
All right. To his other question about the Lakers, you know what? And I mentioned this to him. To be honest, and I'm thinking of strictly the Lakers, the organization, the type of players they like, who, carrying that torch, as he said. Honestly, I would pick Westbrook over KD, over Durant, in terms of being a Laker. He has that, because I asked him, like, in order for this to happen, which direction do you go? Because do you do what you're known for the best, which is Shaq, Kareem? Well, do you get a dominant big, 405, because it's the new age? Do you go for that to be like your anchor? Like, we're going to find that next great big dude, which would mean you throwing hella cash at Anthony Davis in about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, but they would need to get somebody on that order.
Yeah.
Him, a supremely focused DeMarcus Cousins, somebody of that nature. Maybe, shooting for the high ceiling, Andre Drummond. Or do you go with, you also known for having great Kobe, Magic, Jerry West. Do you find that next great?
Baylor.
Right. Do you get that dude who was a la, Russell Westbrook can be that dude. I like the fire. He ain't afraid. He could rep it. And being familiar, he could do it. Yeah, KD, he's either staying. I do see him not being a full big city guy. Like,
They say Melo recruiting him hard.
Yeah, but for him, it's like, why would I? That's not a fit.
I can go there and team over Kobe. Yeah. Oh,
you can go to Washington and be straight fine.
Yeah.
Could you actually get somebody, you get to play with a point.
Yeah.
And some talent. But there would have to be some in that order. Jefferson. It's going to be somebody young.
To me, if OKC has a great run in the playoffs, he's staying. Because it would make no sense to leave.
No.
You got a great thing going in OKC. You the king of the town. Regardless of where he goes, he's the second best player in the world.
Yeah, and make a difference. If you stay and Westbrook feels like, I want my own shine, and he leave, then they'll just have the cash
for the Lakers.
Get somebody else.
The Lakers, unfortunately, may he rest in peace. When Dr. Jerry Buss left this earth, the whole Lakers regime as a whole changed.
The aura gone.
Everything's gone. So, And the way NBA is going now, you're not going to find that dominant big. They're just not, they're not out there anymore really like that. I mean,
it's a premium.
Jahlil Okafor was the guy who's compared to, like, you know, as far as having moves coming out, you can instantly make an impact offensively in the league.
But if we want to be honest, looking at those ones I mentioned, all their bigs, their last bigs came through trade. And honestly, all their guards, they drafted.
So, I mean, it's, so, I would say,
you know, they can always get that guy. I don't, in terms of drafting, I don't, right now, Russell ain't that dude. He, you know, maybe he is, but you talking about,
you don't know.
You talking about carrying that mantle, like, I'm supposed to be comparing him to Westbrook, you know, Steph Curry, like that level. We'll see. We'll see.
But that's why this season is so important, because this season technically should determine what where you're going to go. Because
they get another lottery pick anyway.
That's if they're in the top three. If they're not in the top three, they don't keep their pick.
Oh, damn.
So this year they need to just play their young guys. Just
mm-hmm.
Play them.
We said that.
Play Randall, Russell, Clarkson. Play all them fools as many minutes as they can handle. And then based on their development and improvement, you determine what direction you're going to go. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest. Randall, we don't know. Clarkson could be, possibly, he was putting up great points on a sorry-ass team. I'm just saying. Yeah, it's possible.
He's shown he can
play, but again, would he be putting up those same caliber numbers on a winning organization? We don't know. We just don't know.
Where he's not a number one, but he does look like
he's a great role player. He'd be a very solid role.
He's come off like he can be a major contributor.
Mm-hmm.
Like your number three, maybe two.
You got Russell, who we don't know.
No, but he's going to get run. He's a number two pick. He's getting run.
So, I mean, with those three alone, just play them, play with Kobe, play Kobe, you know, 25, 30 minutes a game. You know, Hibbert, gonna get time.
Mm-hmm. Lou Williams,
Brandon Batch. I mean, you got some nice veterans who have at least played and have had success, so they can teach these young guys and show them the ropes and teach them how to play and all that. But it's going to be up to these young guys to be professional and have the inner want to take their game to the next level.
Yeah, my sons came in here and said he put on my cologne. And I'm like, now that he left, I'm like, yeah, you did put on my cologne. Because it's staying.
Ooh,
in
put
here.
A lot of it on.
Maybe, hopefully, the bottle not empty. Well, yeah, it's going to take them some time. Basically, in order to get a guy like Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm.
Your young talent needs to play well.
Yep.
So that they can be like, oh, okay, these guys got talent. All they need is a stud. A number one, and then we talking.
Yep.
So, no pressure. No pressure. But shout out to you again, man.
Yeah, appreciate that, baby.
Great. We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
Good luck with them fantasy squads, too.
Hey, still, if you got any questions, let us know. I saw you made that big trade. Go ahead, brother.
Other feedback we got.
All right.
From our man, Azay.
Azay. What's happening?
I know he hit us up. He was wanting to do this in person, wants to get on. So, we're gonna work something out.
Okay.
Figure out how to get people... be able to call in and whatnot.
For sure.
But he left us a great one.
Okay.
RG3 debacle.
Ooh. And that a debacle it was. Yeah.
Fellas, let's get right to it. What the fuck is going on in D.C.?
Ooh.
This has been a disaster, which hopefully concludes sooner than later. But seeing how we can't do shit right since 1991, ooh, who the hell knows? My goodness, I don't even know where to really begin. Everyone from RG3, coaching staff, management, and ownership had a part in this mess.
Mm.
Let's start from the top down, though. Daniel Snyder, the owner, has been in love with the quarterback since the outrageous trade. That was way too much to give up for anyone, and especially too much for the supposedly second-best QB in that draft who didn't have a lick of pro passing in his arsenal.
Mm.
A general rule of thumb going forward, don't trade up all that unless you're getting the pocket guy like Peyton, Luck, etc. That's clearly been doing this stuff at every level prior.
Ooh.
Basically traded away five starters for one, and you wonder why the line looks like Swiss cheese? Lastly, ownership gave RG3 family too much privilege and team access.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely had an effect with teammates over time once struggles began.
Yep.
Next management. Oof. There's a new GM, so the only gripe I have with him is the extension he gave him. I understand it to a point because they can walk away if he's not injured. But over the last 2 years, he hasn't played like a guy worth a big money extension. And I would be weary in best case scenario if he did play well this year, unless he played well in the system and not his rookie form. Mm. But who are we kidding? That's the only way he can be effective. And it doesn't look like the Skins want to revert to that style of play. And any team thinking to pick him up will have to know that he just cannot stay healthy. Mm. Prior management did not make up for the Kings' ransom trade with enough quality bridge players, quote, short contracts to vets or younger players underutilized by prior teams. A philosophy change in style of offense and head coach change are factors, too. In hindsight, Shanny was right. Shouldn't have been fired.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the coach. Jay Gruden seems to be taking a lot of the blame, but he's trying to install pro offense. The Redskins actually have pretty good pieces as far as running back, wide receivers, and tight ends. So simply the quarterback's job is to distribute the ball to these people and let him do their thing. Griffin's anticipation is horrible. He doesn't see a blitz pre-snap coming, can't read coverage post-snap. He's pretty much a deer in headlights anytime that it's second and nine or third and ten. We're done. It was to the point punting on third down would have been better than running a play.
Oh, damn.
Now, play calling was horrific, knowing the limitations the QB had last year. First and second down should be calls made to make it third and manageable, and that was not done. Mm. Now, Gruden pretty much lied during his interview, stating that he could be able to work with Griffin, but he quickly found that it just wasn't going to work. Some people say the way he treated Griffin in interviews and such was harsh, but that's what the guy needed. I give him kudos for pulling the plug now. If not now, surely by week 3 or 4, it would have been done. Mm. Now let's look in the mirror, RG3, and be realistic with the facts of this whole debacle. You had a great first season playing basically a mix of your college spread offense with some zone read principles mixed in. This was behind an undersized zone blocking scheme, surprisingly good 6th-round pick in Morris, and marginal talent at wide receiver tight end. Defense played pretty well as well, but after your injury in the playoffs, it was you and your daddy that came out with this let's be a pocket passer fantasy because no running QBs have long careers. Then you started all this RG3 brand shit, all in for week 1, etc. Didn't play all preseason, and when the regular season began, was 65% at best. Mm. Skins got off to a bad start because you had no idea what the fuck you were doing in this transformed offense that you yourself wanted. Coach Shanahan got canned, and the fixer Gruden brought in. Now you don't mesh with him also. Maybe it's you, buddy. Humble yourself. Take coaching. Stay away from microphones at all costs. Fuck the brand. If you're not starting, that shit is in the toilet. You never know what to say. Stay off of social media completely. Oof. Stop rushing back from injuries because the other guy is playing well, because number 2 at 100% is better than you at 65%. At this point, RG3, I wish you the best in the future, but realistically, this is Tebow all over again. Ooh. You can only strive playing one way, and that way is not in the pocket. You're fragile as hell, so you yourself don't want to play like that, but really that's your only remote chance at survival. If you get cut, please think long and hard about your landing spot. You want to start tomorrow, but if you want to continue this play like Aaron Rodgers' dream, it ain't happening next week. Go somewhere like Arizona or Houston where they have proper coaching and no pressure. Cleveland or the Jets are those spots you see I can start sooner, but you're just not ready, bro. Those places will probably play that style you can strive in, but nowhere else. You were compared to Kaepernick and Russell to a point early on, but those guys have grown so much more. Know where you're at and what you can and cannot do. Know that this pocket passer dream is something a good year or two tutoring may or may not be possible. Going to another rival team for revenge is not wise. There are guys on the defense that hate you and will break you in two. My last point, the 2012 draft, when we look back now, was a mess. Not just RG3, but Trent Richardson, Mark Maron, Blackman, Khalil, Claiborne all have been top 10 disappointments. Oof. Several of these guys have either been benched or traded because RG3 is a quarterback. There should be no exception of that for him either. You can't keep holding on to rookie year because nobody deserves to start. Now, that is what they did now 3 years ago. You're going to have flameouts in the draft, and it's just heightened by trading up so much in this case, but it's time to sell the stock. RG3 stock was bought at 100, went up to 150 his rookie year, but that shit has run off the cliff to the point of no return in Washington. Good luck elsewhere.
Damn.
Let it be known, man.
Vent your frustration, brother.
Hey, man, we appreciate it, man, as fans, like, hearing this. Like, you broke it down.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, Dan Snyder.
Dan Snyder's an idiot.
Yeah, he wants to do everything his way. I wouldn't, he's in that range of controlling ownership. He ain't James Dolan, but he close.
I mean.
Just like, oh, I want to get involved. Like, just pay the money.
Yep.
Stop stuff that you really like.
Well, I mean, everybody knew he played a big part in getting RG3 there. Kirk Cousins was actually Mike Shanahan's pick.
Mm-hmm.
That was that, because at the time you were like, he picked Kirk Cousins? Because at the time, Kirk Cousins was projected to be pretty much a starter for a lot of teams. So you were like, when he picked him, you're like, you already picked a starter. Why are you picking him? Now we see why.
Yeah. And now
I mean, clearly Mike Shanahan probably had his doubts.
Yeah, looking back at it now, it just sucks, because you're like, basically you could have kept all that. Them picks,
mm-hmm.
still had Kirk Cousins,
mm-hmm.
and you'd be probably be better well off. But yeah, they got weapons. It's just
they ain't got no part.
Yeah, I don't know what Kirk Cousins gonna do. And
Kirk Cousins has been okay, but I get the feeling Kirk Cousins has always had to look over his shoulder, knowing that RG3 is about to come in. He seems like a better fit for this offense than RG3.
But he got a short leash too.
He got and that's half the problem. You can't keep giving a dude a short leash. Otherwise, I mean, good Lord. There's no comfort level for me to play.
Yeah, but that's
because every time as soon as I screw up, I'm getting pulled. And it's like, you can't play like that.
Yeah, it's hard because then you see RG3, then he had all the time. RG3
needs to be the third string quarterback at this point. I mean, seriously, you need to give Kirk Cousins a good 8 games, half the season, just let him go, man. And not have to worry about being pulled. Go half the season and then reevaluate. Or go up to your bye week and reevaluate at that point. But let the man play.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes that he can play. Let him play. Let him ride. And see what happens. Because if he starts winning, then it's a problem.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Zay, for that, man. Hey, I don't care. It's long, but so what? It was great. It was great. We don't care about the length.
I don't care.
You know, just good reading. But thank you. Thanks to both of y'all, man. We Absolutely. Always appreciate the feedback. Taking the time to write the emails, man. So, anybody, y'all got something to say? Of course, like these brothers, you can reach out to us via email to brotherslayman@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Twitter @brotherslayman.
There you go.
We'll get back at you.
Oh, yeah. And for those of you who want to do voicemail, we don't usually get them, but if you feel like it, 323-455-4219.
And we'll play it on the show.
Yep. All right, man. So, we getting into this NFL. And, of course, the big news that came through. Finally.
I was just, exactly. That's what my feeling was. I was just like, yes, it's done. Now I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yep. Judge rules in favor of Tom Brady. 4-game suspension's gone.
Oh, well, I don't care at this point. Goodell had his chance. From what everybody said, Tom Brady and him was willing to settle as long as he didn't have to admit guilt, basically. And you chose not to settle. That ain't Tom Brady's fault. You had the opportunity to cut it, to get it to probably 2 games, which we both said that's what we thought he was going to get.
He should have got 2 games. Just
got 2 games. I mean, looking at it in the big scheme of things, yeah, was he trying to get an advantage? Yeah, but I mean, people have always tried to get an advantage in football. Yeah, he just took some goddamn air out of the football.
But then the whole thing with them proving it is like, this is not what happens for this punishment. Does not deserve 4 games.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have anything on him.
You can't give the same punishment to somebody deflating air as opposed to somebody hitting a woman. Like, it just doesn't work.
Oh, no. Well, that you get 2 games for that.
That's it?
That's the thing with Ray Rice. Ray Rice got 2 games.
So, we were about
4 games about, oh, and you got tested for PEDs. You know, all of that. It's just, they bumbled it up.
Yeah.
Basically, it was like, you ain't got no proof that this dude did it. The Wells report was a damn waste of time. You just killed 200 pages for some trees. You killed some trees. But this didn't work. Like, you didn't have nothing on him. I think he might have been involved or knew something about it.
And I'm just sitting here like, wait a minute. So he destroyed his phone.
Yeah.
there was no way for you to pull up any kind of records of all the shit on his phone.
I don't buy that.
You're telling me in this day and age of 2015, there was no way for you to pull up his emails, to pull up his text messages. Yeah, I don't believe that crap. There had to be a way for y'all to get that info.
They just went.
Y'all couldn't prove nothing.
Yeah, it was just shocking that.
And it proved, and it shows why he probably did want to cooperate and get y'all nothing, because he had nothing on him.
Yeah, and this goes back with Roger Goodell as just.
He need to go. He need to go. At this point, he needs to go. And I heard some of the owners are upset with him.
To me, at minimum, because I don't know what.
He should have settled.
They're going to at least have to remove that. You know, judge, jury, executioner privilege from him. Because, you know, I guess he's clearly making the owner's money. But when it comes to dishing out punishment, he's trash.
He's a buffoon.
He has straight appeals.
His pride got in the way of this one. He had an opportunity to settle and chose not to. And now all you did was just open up the box for everybody and their mama to appeal anything you throw at him.
It was just
I heard Greg Hardy may appeal.
Yeah, I heard Greg Hardy might appeal. He might as well like, hey, everybody's beat winning.
And if he wins, everybody winning. Yeah. Everybody's winning. So you might as well be removed.
I'm not mad at Greg Hardy at all for that move. It's like, oh, he got to be. Oh, five straight losses. Yeah, I'll bet money.
I like those odds. 200
on it. Yeah, shoot.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Goodell's got to go, man.
He got four games.
He's got to go.
He was gone, but I'm like, okay, like it happened with. Ownership that you real cool with. Was it just because like everybody was talking shit? Oh, that's his boy team. No, he ain't gonna do nothing. He gonna slap him on the wrist. Ain't shit gonna happen.
Well,
what? I'm not gonna punish my homie. Oh, fuck all that. Four games. Like, damn. Like,
well, I had tweeted out that this whole ruling just proved once again that Goodell is the Patriots bitch. As always, he always has been. Robert Kraft came out with that, you know, I thought, you know, scratch your back, you scratch mine. All right, fine. We gonna win this. Mm-hmm. And they won.
And it was like, maybe I should have challenged that $1 million. Like, no, you got caught. Now, the organizational fines, nigga, you got caught. The organization, the team got busted again. $1 million, losing some picks. Yeah, you about that.
And shout out to BSO. I guess they caught a clip of a picture of Bob Kraft with the judge who overruled the.
Sucked. You win
like,
it. You,
oh, of course.
Yeah, you did it in New York where you thought you had a better chance to win. Well, you know, our stats said that we shouldn't know. And then you lost anyway. You lost anyway.
Goodell's a moron. He needs to go. He needs to go, man. He's
saying this.
I mean, look, I have dealt with what? I've only had two commissioners. I've had Paul Tagliabue and him. Paul Tagliabue was 10 times better than this guy. I mean, jeez, Roger Goodell is terrible.
Boo this man!
I mean, Lord have mercy.
Come on, ownership. You ain't hearing this? Look, just understand. We're telling you by all this should tell you within the last couple of years and all this, when it comes to your commissioner.
I have doubts.
Okay, I know you got some doubt creeping in now. Just think about it.
Yeah.
We know you didn't pay the man, whatever. He just think about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh man. Yeah, we were talking about the Redskins. Oh, Kirk Cousins was named the starter. I saw this thing per TMZ. A lot of Redskins teammates were like, yeah, no more RG3 starting. Yes. And I heard some of them were even mad when he was still on. When he didn't get the final cut, they're like, oh, shit. Damn it. Damn it. Why is he still here?
I mean, look. Like,
Dan Snyder not giving up.
It's you can see it. I mean, you saw a little bit of him when he was getting pulverized in Detroit. Like, his teammates were not running up there to help him up real quick. Yeah. And part of it is he came in the league with this holier-than-now mentality. Mm-hmm. Like,
Subway
you
commercials.
Came instantly. It wasn't even draft day and you got Subway commercials. Mm-hmm. Yet you have Andrew Luck, who everybody and their mama knew was going to be the number one pick.
He was the
got
number one
no
pick.
Endorsements. nothing. It's focused strictly on football. And now he's about to be the best quarterback in a couple years. It's one of those things. Guys see that stuff. They're like, wait a minute. You're telling me just because – and then he had a good rookie season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he fed into that hype so much. He had the endorsements. Then it was like, oh, yeah, I had a great season. Led us to the playoffs. Now I'm feeling myself even more.
Even though it was when like, he, dude, you got hurt.
I mean, yeah, he did.
He was saying with Isaiah, all, you know, his family getting special treatment.
Yeah.
Like, you just making it like you and went then, all in on this dude, and he knows it. And you're clearly showing him.
He's a spoiled child.
Yeah. Dude, I believe you're going to be the dude that turns my franchise around.
I want. And part of it was he came into the league. He couldn't do anything as mm-hmm. far as just the basics of the quarterback position. Mm-hmm. I mean, reading defense, you know. I mean, the brother can't even slide. For somebody who runs as much as him, you would have thought the first thing he learned as a quarterback is to slide and protect his body. Mm-hmm. He can't even do that right. So to expect him to be a great and for his father and him to demand that he be a pocket quarterback, you got to play to your strengths. Your strengths right. lie in your legs, bro.
Then you really like, why are you demanding that we make him a pocket quarterback? I can't make you run. You know, if the pocket collapses, what you going to do? I'm on the field waiting to see what you going to do. Nigga, if you want to stay in the pocket, throw it and take the hit, only you can do that. We can't do that.
And what baffles me is that, wait a minute. So did you just now decide you want to be a pocket quarterback? That is something you should have done when you was in junior high school, is trying to be a pocket quarterback and develop your skills and all that stuff. You don't wait till you get to the NFL to try to develop your pocket skills.
Especially when you hurt. You could have been like, all right, in this offseason, I'm going to work on my pocket passing skills. You were hurt. You couldn't do that. Fine. But don't be like, well, I got to hurry up and get back.
See,
if the coach is not going to play you, then I'm like, dude, if you don't think I'm ready, then don't play me. I'm not ready.
What I'm truly waiting for to see in the NFL, what is going to take to revolutionize the quarterback position in the NFL is going to take a quarterback who has 4.4 speed. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about an athlete like Vic, mm-hmm. like RG3, and even to an extent like Colin Kaepernick, who are great athletes, got wheels, but when it comes to the simple nuances of the quarterback position, they can't do it. I mean, Michael Vick was supposed to revolutionize the league.
Mm-hmm.
RG3 was supposed to revolutionize. Cam Newton was supposed to revolutionize the league. He still ain't done it. It's just Andrew Luck revolutionized the league. And right now, I mean, I need a dude who is a good pocket quarterback who can run a 4.3, who doesn't do it all the time because he ain't got to, but in a blink's eye could be gone.
Yeah,
I'm like, that is the type of quarterback who's going to revolutionize the league. A guy who comes in. Personally, I'm banking on Marcus Mariota being that guy.
Mm.
I like Marcus Mariota. If you've watched him in the preseason, he's accurate. He's poised. He's learned. He ain't running around like he did in college in the NFL. He's a very smart guy. And I think he's going to be that guy who potentially could revolutionize the position.
You got to realize now, I'm starting to realize it now, watching some of these preseason games and bringing these rules being brought up. Basically, at this point, if you're a quarterback, you're likely to get hit three times as much as you used to get hit because now it's almost like, well, your position now can run. So you're a runner.
Yeah.
Even if you run. So I don't give a fuck if you're the quarterback, I'm going to hit you. As soon as you look like you about to run or maybe you're going to do some type of playmaking this thing, a guy is just going to hit you.
Yep.
Just you ain't got the ball. Well, he looked like he might have been, you know, looking to catch a pass. So I just blocked him to get out the way. I mean, just that whole thing with that Sam Bradford play in the preseason. It was like, oh, well, he's looking like he was going to keep it. I just had to hit him. So you got to be smarter. And yeah. I've heard that with RG3 in the preseason. Somebody was like, the argument is between a quarterback and a playmaker. RG3 is a playmaker. When you're on a, you know, third and whatever, the play's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of it.
Yep.
Don't go for the home run.
Don't force it.
Just, you know, let's punt. Get it over with. Nope. You try to force it. Don't play.
Fumble. Or
you,
oh.
Yeah. Or when you see a good play, the guy's wide open. It's easy. You get you about 5-6 yards. No, I'm looking for the 15-20 yarder. Like, dude, just take what you're getting.
Yeah.
Don't. And that will get you out the league.
Somebody was like, they saw one play where it was like he looked one direction, guy was wide open, and then he looked on the other side and guy was wide open, and he didn't throw it to either one. It's like, what?
Yeah, he ran like I got the first down. Like, dude.
Oh my God.
But we don't need that. And that's a lot of
the
type
of things. Yeah.
You just got to make smart quarterback decisions. You just have to keep moving the chains. That's all the sport is. Move the chains, good things will happen.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
probably the best at the
at doing
both.
Yeah,
because he runs when necessary, mm-hmm. but he normally will use his legs to extend time mm-hmm. to find yeah. time to throw the right. ball down the field. He examines the entire field, sees everything, takes his time, mm-hmm. moves a little bit, whatever,
and will throw it away.
Because he's smart.
Sometimes you just. That's the best play you can do.
And that's what most people have said. Like, when it comes to, like, mentally, he's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
Just meant because he's just so freaking smart. But, you know, it's you got to learn. And I'm like, if I'm a young college quarterback who can move and who likes to run and stuff, I'm studying Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
F all these other quarterbacks. I'm studying Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck.
Yeah. Both of them are the ones to watch.
Yep.
And then you have some moves made in the league. You had some few trades. Eagles traded Matt Barkley to the Cardinals for a conditional 7th-round pick.
You know, Eagles fans was like, yeah, you know what that means, baby. Mm. You know what that means.
Nope.
Tim Tebow making the team, boy. Tim Tebow made it.
That's what we thought. And then he didn't make the last roster. Cut him.
Look, man, as a former Bronco, I truly do like Tim Tebow. Like, as a person, he is probably one of the nicest guys in the world.
Yeah.
Never met the man. I would love to have an opportunity to meet the man. He just seems like a genuinely just great guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, when it comes to playing quarterback, he just can't do it. And they've been going over this stupid debate all freaking week, it seems like, in First Take. He's done. Chip Kelly was the one offense that you felt suited what Tim Tebow could do, and he could actually make an impact in that system. Other than that, in the league, I don't see anybody else running a system similar who is going to go through this spread option stuff that he is best at. He, at this point, is done. He needs to be an analyst and, you know, just move on with his career.
He tried. He got an opportunity.
He came close. He was that close.
It's just, it's because of who Tim Tebow is and everything surrounding him, using him as just a gimmick quarterback just doesn't feel right. Like, okay, he doesn't really want to do that. He's probably not, I guess at this point, not good enough to be a backup QB.
No.
So, you know, now he's a third string. But even then it's like, well, if he's third string – and he's not a gimmick quarterback, why is he on your team? Because
yeah.
It does feel like, well, he's your third. Like, are you using him? No.
Well, yeah, most teams nowadays don't carry three quarterbacks.
Right. So it's like, why do I keep somebody who has name recognition?
But no value.
But
no true actual
I'm not playing him.
Yeah.
So it's just best, like, all right, just let him go. Yeah. You just wonder, like, how come nobody, he's not on a roster? You're like, he can even be a third string, but then, you know, this makes sense, like, Tim Tebow has to be either backup at minimum or nothing.
Yeah.
Just can't make it. You know? And
it happens.
He's not the only one. He joins a list of thousands of
exactly.
great college quarterbacks who come to the NFL and
just
don't do nothing.
Cut it, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope. Well, he had a Seahawks trade Christian Michael to the Cowboys for a conditional pick. Cowboys just need help at that position.
Cowboy
clearly.
Fans, Twitter blew up.
Really?
When this trade happened. Cats were like, oh, yeah! Because, I mean, look, Christian Michael has all the physical tools to be a great running back. Mm-hmm. He reminds me of Bryce Brown so much in that just physically you're just like, how is he not a good running back? But just mentally,
mm-hmm.
ain't got it.
No.
I mean, he just ain't got it. Number two, I mean, yeah, he was behind Beast Mode, so of course he wasn't getting no totes.
Right.
But I mean, like even in the preseason, he wasn't looking all that good. I mean, there's a reason they traded him and signed Fred Jackson. There's a reason they did that. Yeah, so, I mean, clearly they didn't have all the confidence in the world in this kid. He gets to go back home, you know, down to Texas. They need a running back down there.
Yeah, they strictly committee right now.
But, I mean, everybody, I'm like, this ain't Madden. He's not going in and is just immediately number one on the depth chart. Going in, he's going to be like fourth dude on the team. Yeah,
he's behind Randall.
He's behind Randall, McFadden, and Dunbar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's going to have to work his way up the ladder. So, I'm like, you know, was it a nice get? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It potentially could work out in your favor and be a great pickup. But for right this year, you know, I'd temper expectations. He may show some flashes similar to what Joseph Randall did last year, but I don't see them, like, handing it over to him and him just taking it over.
Yeah, but I was shocked when the Bills let go of Fred Jackson. I was just like, wait a minute. LeSean McCoy
has
health questions. Really? Like, you actually have a capable backup running back.
He's arguably the best backup running back in the league.
And I was like, who was going to get him? I was like, man, the Raiders probably going to get him or something. It was like, oh, Seahawks, like.
And they're going to use him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you got a dude who can really spell beast mode now?
Which is now people going to, you know, do you add him? Because now it's like, is he going
to fantasy handcuff?
He taking goal line carries. Goal line touches from beast mode.
No, he not. You don't take that ball away from beast mode at the goal line. I'm sorry. I don't care if it is Fred Jackson. It's beast mode, son. His nickname is beast mode for a reason. You give him that rock. But that was definitely a nice pickup.
That was a nice pickup. Shocking for the Bills. But one thing that wasn't shocking, you called it, Tyrod Taylor.
They want to make the playoffs. I said if they want to make the playoffs, they will start Tyrod Taylor. That's what they're doing. Good call for Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Good call. I mean, yeah, LeSean McCoy going to have to stay healthy now.
Yeah.
For throughout the season. But I like that starting quarterback. I like it. I like what they're doing.
More moves. Browns trade running back Terrence West to the Titans.
That was interesting. That was interesting. Only because I thought Terrence West was like they number two back. But I guess they're going with Duke. And I mean,
Crowell.
The Titans need a running back.
Yeah, I think it works out for Terrence West. He gets more of an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. But again, similar to Christian Michael, he's not going to be, you know, immediately on the top of the depth chart. It's going to take some time for him to get in there. But it works out. Works out for him.
What else you got? Packers signed James Jones, who was released by the Giants.
Grass is not always greener on the other side.
Nope. Remember, he had that nice little money with Oakland. They were like, yep.
Yeah, Baylor, what happened? James Jones.
Nothing. Just nothing. And back. So, you know, I know he's happy to be back.
You daggum right. I get to be on a playoff team again. And they need him. He's got the rapport with Aaron Rodgers, so. They're going to need somebody like that.
Man, this was, as a Bronco fan,
I wasn't shocked.
Ball release. I was like, damn, he lasted, what, two seasons?
Yep. This is like the going trend now. I mean, guys basically get 2 years, and that's it. I mean, it sucks, but unfortunately, also, didn't work in his favor, there was a new coaching regime that came in. Yeah, they didn't pick him. That always happens. If we didn't pick you, we ain't dedicated to you.
Because they tried to get him that rookie season. He got a little bit of run.
When he got hurt last year, he was never the same. And then C.J. Anderson came on the scene, and that was a wrap, son.
Because he had it, but was never, like, locked it down.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, then Ronnie Hillman came in and just took over. You're like, damn, bro.
I mean, Bron, when it was coming down to final counts, you had Bronco fans who was like, if they don't cut Monty Ball – I don't know what the problem is. Like, all the Bronco fan knew it was probably done. He was done. He'll find a landing spot, though. Somebody going to pick him up.
Yeah, he will. This one wasn't shocking with this Raiders release and Trent Richardson. It's like, damn.
That is addition by subtraction.
Bust.
That is straight addition by subtraction.
Dude.
RG3 and Trent Richardson. Son of
back to back shitty. That's why if you did Colts, you were like,
money. Money, baby.
For the first pick.
Because Lord have mercy. I still cannot believe there was a debate between RG3 and Andrew Luck. Like, looking back, you're like, how?
That's because he had the high, just quote unquote, ceiling.
High,
but his floor was low as hell. Like, and he was boom or bust.
Everybody was like, he got so much. That's why it's always that P word. Mm. He's got so much potential.
He could probably be greater. I don't know if Andrew Luck
would be all that great. Shit.
But I was like, but the question is like, all right, if they both don't do well, who you think is going to be worse?
This
RG3?
This that Hakeem Sam Bowie all over again. This that KD Craig Oden. Oh, he has so much potential to be one of the best bigs ever. You got dude right here who can score with his eyes closed. Yeah. Oh, but he has so much potential.
And like, look what we can do with our team. We already got Brandon Roy. We don't need scoring.
Oh, my God. Like, it kills me sometimes. You're like, should we take LeBron or Darko? What? Is that a
no?
What?
But that's the next
should we
pick.
Take Darko or Carmelo?
Yeah, that's the question. It was like, oh, they got LeBron. We got the number
Darko
two.
Darko has so damn much it. Potential. We have just seen Carmelo lead Syracuse to the championship.
We got a small forward.
Oh my God! His name is Tayshaun Prince. Son of a bitch!
You could have got Chris Bosh.
Oh, like,
you need a big. Get Chris Bosh.
Should we take Okafor or Porzingis? I don't know. The Duke guy, he's got moves, but this European, that's potential right there. Get out of here. Oh, my gosh. That P word drives me nuts. Jeez. Speaking of P words, Patriots released Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, man.
I heard he wasn't having a good time.
Yeah, I heard that, too. And I was like, supposedly they're trying to shoot it down when it's not. But I was like, well, you really like, this wasn't fun. Like,
no, You basically went to the Army.
Yeah.
It's not a good time here. No, it's not. You have a disciplinarian. That is like somebody going from like, you know, who would be a great comparison? Going to the Spurs. I'm not having much fun. Look who your coach is.
Right.
You have a disciplinarian. I mean, duh.
Yeah, I chose to come here. I
didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
Plus, you went to a rival.
Well, the thing is, you've played them like every damn year of your career. You know about Bill Belichick. You don't like you didn't know out of all people.
Nobody ever said anything to
Colts,
you. Huh?
You can't tell me you didn't know what it was going to be like.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
Like, did you call Ocho Cinco? Did you call Randy Moss? Did you call Dante? Any of them dudes? Have you seen what the older little vet wide receivers? You know, the defensive guys get some run.
Yeah.
But the wide receivers, yeah, no. And Randy Moss got it because he's Randy Moss.
Yep. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Sorry, you know, Bengals releasing Devin Steele. He still gave him love and appreciated it.
I mean, look, they took care of the man. They took care of his baby girl with everything that was going on. Mm. I mean, but sometimes, again, we can't hold a roster spot for you just because of what, you know, what's going on in your family. Like, I mean, they just can't.
No,
and it sucks to say that, but
yeah,
they can't.
And try to earn a job, yeah. A spot, and guess he couldn't earn it, you know. Just.
But he's still proven he can play, mm-hmm. So I'm sure he'll get an opportunity elsewhere. It ain't going to be in Cincinnati, unfortunately.
No, it's not. And then, you know, on the injury news, because it's always some.
Uh-oh.
Julius Thomas had his finger surgery. Expects to get out 4 weeks, 4+ weeks. I'm like,
dude, his fantasy draft stock plummeted.
Yeah, I got him as a backup in one league.
Jesus Christ. I was like, wow. Well, guess that's what happens when you take the money and run.
Yeah.
Take the money and run.
They knew it. And then the Steelers placed center Marquise Pouncey on a short-term IR.
He'll be back.
So he's out 8 weeks for sure.
That's a blow for the Steelers, but again.
Mo for a.
That should be fine.
Mo for a. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger to do. Yep. Which is going to be the case as we look at week one before we head to break.
Mm.
It is here, baby.
Like yes,
you
it
said,
is.
Starting off Thursday. Pittsburgh at New England.
Mm.
And TV, who is it? NBC gets Tom Brady back. You know they happy as hell.
Uh-oh.
I can see Pittsburgh stealing it, though.
Oh, Pittsburgh fans are ready. I know Steeler fans are ready.
Mm-hmm.
The bus got enshrined into the Hall of Fame. They ready for the season.
Yeah, let's go, man. Other good games that's coming on this week to look at the schedule. Colts at Buffalo is interesting. Curious to see how Rex Ryan's team comes out the gate. Colts ready to get to that big dance.
Mm-hmm.
And Seattle at St. Louis ain't bad. You always want to see how the good teams start. St. Louis, tough. You want to see if they can get off to a good start.
Here's one game I am interested in. Lions at Chargers. Mm. That's going to be a very interesting game.
Yeah, should start be a it good off. Game.
Mm-hmm. And then here you go. The two rookies get to go against each other. Mariota against Jameis Winston.
Oh, yeah. You know, folks going to be watching
mm-hmm.
that. Great first round game. New Orleans at Arizona. Out of
see how
win.
Drew Brees can do.
Mm-hmm.
See how that offense looks.
Arizona want to get off to a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore at Denver. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Let's start this shit off right.
Yeah.
And
hopefully that game is
on
here.
How about the irony? I have Baltimore's defense.
Are you playing them?
Yeah.
The other ones you got, huh?
That's the only one I got. Yep. I'm like, great. Here you go, Baylor. Bengals at the Raiders.
Hey, man, y'all can start on the right foot.
Y'all could steal a victory.
In Oakland, beating a quality
you
Cincinnati
know the fan, team. The fans are going, that black hole is going to be nuts.
They're going to be ready.
Especially with that buzz of them moving to L.A. in the air. I don't know.
And you got the 5:30 game, Giants at Cowboys.
The Cowboys better win that game. If the Cowboys don't win that game to start off the season,
yeah.
Cowboy fans going to be panicking after.
Game on TV.
Cowboy fans going to be panicking after one game.
Losing at home.
They were going to be panicking, I'm telling you right now. These Monday night games, come on. You couldn't give me nothing better.
Yeah, Philly at Atlanta.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, Minnesota at Frisco.
Seriously? Why couldn't Giants Cowboys be Monday night? Why couldn't at least
Sunday?
I'd rather you have Tampa Bay Tennessee on Monday night.
Yeah,
a little more intrigue.
Philly. I mean, first game it's
Chip Kelly against the new coach Dan Quinn.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, at least you get check and see what Julio Jones gonna do.
Yeah,
and Matt Ryan.
I mean, I guess I do get to see my boy Teddy B in the second game.
Yeah, you get to see what they do. You know, Adrian Peterson,
Colin Kaepernick.
Yes,
Kaepernick.
Week one is not too bad. No, it's just getting things underway. That's all we care about.
You're just like, let's
Red
go.
Zone channel about to be stuck on it.
That's like, all people doing.
What time
that.
Is it?
Red Zone.
Buzzer goes off by 9:00. Get up and let me check.
You grab the remote. You grab your phone. All right, Red Zone.
Yeah.
Let me check my fantasy football league too.
Yeah, my computer. Let me see what's up.
Scores.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just keep that shit on lock. Can't wait.
Oh, man. Don't forget, y'all. Y'all got any questions about your fantasy squads, let us know. We will get at you.
He will be taking questions all during the season.
Yep.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, get into some college football, because we did have some football start this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A little basketball and whatnot, and then we'll get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. We'll be right back.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brother Clement Sports Happy Hour.
Yo, yo, yo.
So, you know, if you want to hit us up, talk some NFL. Season is here. We ready to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk any of that good stuff. You can reach us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know. Let us know your thoughts about your teams. Let us know your thoughts about the games coming up for the week. Who you got? Let us know.
Yeah, man. College football is underway.
Mm.
Not too bad. Just a few little tidbits to go through. For some wins, I mean, the game everybody wanted to see was the Alabama Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Alabama beat number three Alabama beat number 20 Wisconsin 35-17.
That running back, Derek Harvey, supposedly the next running back.
Oh, okay.
But we always know, we always weary because Trent Richardson came from Alabama, so now we don't know anymore.
Oh, yeah, they usually got some solid folk.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh, sorry to say, lost his Michigan debut to Utah 24-17.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
a big game coming up next week. I can't think against who, though.
I don't remember. But, I mean, his defense looked better than their defense did last year.
He ain't going to make them a national championship in his first year out.
No. They got quarterback issues.
Yep.
And not his. Plus, a lot of them aren't his guys.
Mm. He's the savior.
Yeah.
A couple crabby losses for us, Pac-10 or Pac-12 fans. Northwestern upset number 21 Stanford 16-6.
That is an upset.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Texas A&M beat number 15 Arizona State 38-17.
Hey, shout out to a Texas A&M quarterback. Was it Kyle Allen, I believe? It seems like it's been years since that whole Kenny Trill had that one good game after Johnny Football left. And they were like, oh, Kenny Trill, the next dude. He ain't even on the team no more. So, I mean, hey, shout out to this kid. I mean, this kid apparently got some skill. I think he was the number one quarterback last year. So, he got some talent. That's for sure.
And, of course, unfortunately, this injury bug does not avoid college football either. UCLA lost a defensive lineman. Eddie Vanderhouse, or Vanderdoes, out for the season, torn ACL. Notre Dame running back Tarian Folston, out for the season with a torn ACL.
Dang.
Amen.
Oof.
Clemson wide receiver Mike Williams suffered a small neck fracture.
Mm.
For him, they say it's not career ending, but it looked like he was just on the ground, had to be carted off.
A neck fracture. Oof. Ugh. If I'm your parent, I don't want you playing no more.
Yeah, he'd just be like, oh, shit. This is how they do it.
Yeah.
And then BYU quarterback Taysom Hill out for season with a foot injury. He was a senior. He's had knee injuries in 2012-2014. Heard he was a Heisman candidate.
Oh, that sucks.
Heisman hopeful. But his backup, which name I do not have in front of me, his backup came in and beat Nebraska on a last minute Hail Mary. I didn't see that. I was like, oh, shit. Like, ooh, that one stings, that stings, that stings.
That's why you love college football.
Yeah, man.
Because you get plays like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last second victories, you're like, yeah, buddy. Like
a Hail Mary in the first.
BYU, keep it going.
Yeah, we hope so, man. Let's see what we got coming up. I know some good games coming through.
You got Oklahoma, Tennessee.
Yeah, Notre Dame, Virginia.
There's a school called Lamar.
Ohio State playing Hawaii. Get that dip.
We got Oregon, Michigan State.
Okay, there we go. I knew it was some good game coming up. Number 19, Oklahoma. Number 25, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
That one should be pretty
good.
Got
Boise State against BYU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. It's still early, man. Yeah. I mean, look, Jacksonville State. I mean, come on, man. That's not even fair. Stephen F. Austin, they're going to get drilled. And Lamar. I didn't even know who that school is. Lamar Cardinals. Well, shout out to them. That's so cold.
What?
On the stats, they don't even. Oh, I guess they haven't played yet. I was about to say, I'm like, dang, they don't even get the respect of having their stats on here.
Yeah, for college football, it's early.
Yeah.
No, just big games will be coming down the line.
Yeah, give it a couple more weeks. That's when the conferences start playing each other.
Yeah, but that Oregon, Michigan State gonna be ooh.
Yeah, that's the game for the week. That's the game of the week.
Moving on, something from the NBA, man. This is still tripping me out. Tristan Thompson reportedly won't re-sign
with the Cavs for less than the max money. He wants the max deal, which would be 5 years, $94 million.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. Apparently, I guess they offered him 5 years, $80 million. He's not feeling that. And I found out, I remember last season, they tried to sign him for, you know, before the extension time. He turned down a 4 year, $48 million. You're like, bruh, you winning. I get that. I think this is the same agent as Eric Bledsoe, mm-hmm. who this time last year was going through the same exact thing yep. in Phoenix, wanting max dollars. I'm just like, look, you had about a good 3-4 year window as the legit number two guy, starting power forward, and nothing.
Yeah.
You got all the minutes you can handle, mm-hmm. nothing. And it's in Varejao going down, nothing. Then LeBron come, Kevin Love come, you basically are a role player now, officially.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now all of a sudden you start balling. So now you want me to pay you like you're
a star,
an all-star caliber player. And like, well, Toronto will give him the max.
Then let Toronto give him the max. Then let Toronto give him the max and have their ass be disappointed by the results, because I'm not paying him $94 million. Mm-mm. He's lucky he's getting 80.
Yeah, he's like, I'll take the qualifying offer and then I'm not take coming
it.
Back. Then
take
fine.
It. Take it.
Because what'll happen? You take the qualifying offer. Okay. You become a free agent. Whatever the market raises up, if it's okay, now we got to pay you $90 million or whatever. Fine. But I'm still giving you that same ass salary. I'm not giving you 15. Because this is what?
You're making 16 a year. Like, what? I don't care.
That's what I mean. 16, like, come on.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, of course, we all like, let's see what the other owner / management / coach, LeBron James, what he going to say.
LeBron better be like, bruh, take the 80.
He got to. Like, because realistically, or just take a damn 2 year deal.
Yeah.
With a player option for a third. That way, you prove your worth. You already back on the market. Clearly, everybody now wants long-term money.
Yep.
Everybody. Nobody's doing the short-term. They like 5 year, 4 year. I want the security of having a long-term contract.
Yep.
Even though everybody's like, but there's big money to be had. They like, I'm trying to get locked in right now.
Yep.
He taking 1 year to take 1 year.
Yep.
But you're not better than Greg Monroe.
Exactly.
You're not. Like,
you ain't you better do than Andre else. Drummond.
No. Like, you want Matt. But two, you're not the best big on your team.
You're not.
And I don't know if we, you know, do we say, you know, because Mozgov brings a lot to the table, too.
Yep, and he got to get paid after this
I'm
season.
Just not paying you 16, 8, I'm not paying you almost $20 million to get offensive rebounds. I'm not.
Yeah. You got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I don't know why this is taking so long, but I totally get the Cavs management. Like, we're not budging, dude. Like, nope. This is fair, but we're not. We just signed the guy who starts at your position for a 5 year, $120 million. Yep. Why are we giving two max players at the same position?
And we got Kyrie's max contract.
Yes, and LeBron about to get $35 million.
And we just
a
signed
year.
Iman Shumpert, and we got Varejao's contract. Like, Jesus. And we got to re-sign Mozgov. Like, this is too much.
We can't. Yeah. Somebody can't always get paid. He getting taken care of.
If he want money, he got
to
go.
Yeah. If Toronto wanted to throw you that money, all right.
Go ahead.
You know. But to me, they need a scoring four.
Yeah.
But, okay, whatever. It's they money.
They can do whatever they want.
And then we got, you know, the U.S. Open is going on now. Serena is making that Serena Slam run. She's going to be playing her sister, Venus Williams, in quarterfinal match. She can get through her sister. She got two more to go.
She normally beats her, so, I mean, I don't see her not beating her, but mm-hmm. you never know. With them sibling rivalries, man, you don't know. Mm-hmm. Her sister is going to be determined
yeah.
to kick her butt, I'm
and,
sure.
You know, Novak Djokovic spoke on it. He was like, I don't know how they do it. He was like, I don't think I could play my brother. Like, because he just, like, just the level of confidence. He's like, they're both great players.
They're both competitive.
And they just want to win.
Yeah.
And it would be foul if people would be like, damn, why your sister stop you? But I would be like, you know, we shaking hands. I love you. Once the ref basically said ball up, then I'm like, you ain't my sister. You're
exactly.
Just an opponent.
Just another
I'm
opponent.
To smash you.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you have to look at it. I mean, I know it's tough playing family, but sometimes right. you gotta put right. that aside and, you know.
If we both trying to be the best player at this sport and it's not a team sport, well, see you at the end.
I mean, I'm saying, you know, if we both trying to be CEOs at the same company, unfortunately, I'm not going to slack off on my interview just to give you an upper hand.
Right.
This is not how it's going to go down. May the best man get the job.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
So, you know, shout out to her. You know, wait and see if she can do it. I mean, winning 4 Grand Slams in a year is impossible. You know, but now we can be like, oh, we had a black person do it in tennis and golf. What?
Yeah. I mean, hey, there it is. Let them role models ride, baby. Well, not so much Tiger.
Serena. So you got to lose confidence.
Serena, go ahead. Show these people what's happening in our community. Yeah, we can play tennis, so we can do whatever y'all
just
do.
Just feel like, oh, yeah, y'all don't want me to win this. Okay, I'm going to win it whooping ass. Get y'all really upset.
Oh, man.
It's the final. I don't hope they
going beat away winning, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her, man. But let's get on to these awards, man.
Yes, sir.
Starting off with the noise.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right, for me, shout out to the Olympic Committee. Mm-hmm. Los Angeles added to the list of possibles for the 2024 Olympics to host. Let's go. I told you. Soon as it got a sniff that a football stadium was going to be built, for real, it was coming.
Yeah.
So you're going to have this one. Supposedly, they're building a soccer stadium where the sports arena is. I was like, wait, you building a soccer stadium? Well, I was wondering, sports arena needs to go anyway. But I'm like, oh, you're going to build an actual. So you're going to have that. You're going to have the, I guess it's not the Honda Center anymore, but where the Galaxy play. You mm-hmm. got Staples Center. You got the Rose Bowl. You got the Coliseum. Bring it back. 1984, Boston gave up their spot. Los Angeles can do it
yes.
and not go totally broke.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're not built. They shouldn't have to build anything that won't be used.
Mm-hmm.
They built the football stadium. They straight.
Yeah.
Now, if they build the one in Carson, too, just for that.
It's dangerous ground.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I have, you know. But, hey, if you want the ramp to me, you want the Rams and the Raiders playing separate stadiums, fine with me. I'm cool with that. But whatever. But yeah, that's my Noise Award. Let's go, Los Angeles.
That's what's up. All right, so for my Noise Award, I'm giving it to my favorite comedian out right now, Will Ferrell, who was honored by the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He is now a member of it.
Oh, what? Wow.
he was honored at Petco Park after the Dodgers-Padres game. Sure, most people already know he played 10 positions in one day.
That's crazy.
Which is insane. But, I mean, of course, you don't take all this, you know, seriously. It is Will Ferrell. But
I'm like, is he playing? I'm thinking, does he count? Does he have to play like a full inning at that position?
I have no idea. I have to watch.
Yeah, I want to watch the little special.
It comes on September 12th at 10 o'clock. So,
but I think he has to play. I think he would have to play at least like an inning. I don't think if he plays an out that counts. However, I will say if you're putting him out there, a non athlete, you're putting him out there to actually play in a game that counts. Yeah, that's balls. I can see a lot of them teams like, no.
And it's fun. So they have a plaque for him, and it says John William, Will, Ferrell, the Cactus Rose, and Mr. Clutch. I guess those were his nicknames.
Okay.
Looks like he played for the Oakland Athletics, Seattle Mariners, Los Angeles Angels, Chicago Cubs, Arizona Diamondbacks, Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, San Francisco Giants, Los Angeles Dodgers, and San Diego Padres. And here's what it says on his plaque. It says, dominant, fearless, and reckless utility player. First player in history to play all 9 field positions, including designated hitter, for 10 different teams in one day. During his long and storied career, he went 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts, fouling off a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. He also fielded a single off the bat of Wellington Castro. Beloved by all his teammates, no friend to the managers, he was traded a record 9 times in one day. His deceptive, daring do and underhanded double dealing on and off the field made him the ultimate player's player. When asked to share his peanuts, his standard reply was no. Hall of Fame eligible in 2025.
Oh.
I love Will Ferrell. I mean, just it's shout out to Will Ferrell. I think he's one of the funniest dudes out there right now. Mm-hmm. And I just like the man. You know, he's into sports. He's a big sports in the head. Yeah. So
he likes to have fun.
You know, and to me, that's what it's about.
He loves the game and ain't trying to, like, make fun of the game. Exactly. I'm sure he took it. He was having fun.
I'm sure he took it seriously, though. I mean, so want to give him a shout out. And also the last one, I want to shout out myself. Give myself a pat on the back for my A that I received in my fantasy football draft. Not in the happy hour league, but in my other league.
Oh, snap.
I was killing them, son. I'll just run down the list of my squad real quick. Lord. Russell Wilson, Jordan Matthews, Alshon Jeffrey, Eddie Lacy, Matt Forte, Travis Kelce, Latavius Murray Jr., and Edelman, Brandon Marshall, Arian Foster, LeGarrette Blount, Pierre Garçon, Kendall Wright, Justin Tucker, and Houston's defense. I win.
That's a solid
dominating. Dominating.
That is a solid team. I'll give you that.
I'll at you, boy.
Yeah, man, we going to talk some fantasy in a second, specifically to what's going on in this sports happy hour. But first, we got to get into the other side of the awards.
Yep. What the fuck? Slow down. What the fuck? No! Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, so mine goes out to these two kids from John Jay High School in Texas. I'm sure most people by now have probably seen the clip of the two high school football players who basically, from what it looks like, targeted the referee in a high school football game.
Show me that video.
Basically, the ref has his back turned, and the kid basically just runs down him full speed and just clocks him right in the back. As he's on the ground, there's another kid who's coming from the other side and just hits him while he's down on the ground, leading helmet first. It was just, I have never seen anything like that ever watching football. Like,
now you,
what?
And I don't know if they were both like safeties or something, but they were both all the way in the back. Like they were.
It looked like one was a safety, one might have been a corner, I think.
And dude just goes directly. I mean, it looks like you're just hitting somebody who just doesn't see it coming, but it's the ref.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course, the ref don't think it's coming at all.
And it, apparently, from what was – we got to get more information on this, of course. But from what came out, apparently two of their teammates were ejected earlier in the game.
Mm.
I don't know if that ref was involved or what, but, you know, it said the referee was obviously very upset after the game. And wanting to press charges. Now, it came out there is a rule, a law actually in the state of Texas that you can't assault referees because I guess they've had it. You know how serious football, high school football get in Texas. I guess they've had issues with parents coming at refs, foul, throwing punches, I'm sure, at some moment. So it is illegal to come at a ref. So these kids technically could have charges pressed against them, so it's an ugly situation altogether, and it opens up a litany of other questions. What was going on in the high school? Is this a practice you guys do in school? Is this something a coach okayed?
Yeah,
I mean I don't know, or is this something these two idiots just decided to do on their own? Like, you know, let's show. But I mean, I don't know.
It seemed cool.
I don't want to say it's kids being dumb, but you know, thank God this ref wasn't seriously injured.
Yeah.
I mean, had he, you know, injured a neck or something really happened, I mean, I truly think this situation would be taken a little bit more seriously.
Oh, would it probably may not be on the team no more.
So I don't know if they'll still be on the team. Apparently, they're trying to kick these kids out of football. Mm. So I don't know. So we'll see. But, yeah, what the fuck to these two kids for something stupid?
Yeah, that just doesn't seem like, hey, if you knew this was your last game and you just wanted to take a shot, man.
Whatever.
Good luck. Hopefully they don't press charges. But, all right. For me, this one, I saw this and I was like, yeah, this is definitely getting mine.
What's up, Spirit?
Dwight Howard says James Harden is the best left-handed player ever.
Crickets.
It's
you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
If you want to crown him that, okay. And I guess he put this on social media. And, you know, I don't, you know, all firsthand, most people don't know a whole bunch of left-handed players.
Yeah.
But I guess somebody came back and retweeted him and put up, which I would agree with, are probably the two best left-handed players. The first one was like Bill Russell. It was like, oh.
That's easy.
Yes. He is not better than Bill Russell. Second one, David Robinson.
Mm.
Like, yeah, he's not better than David Robinson either.
Mm.
And they pressed him on this, and I guess somebody was like, well, how do you – and I guess on one part he mentioned like, oh, well, I'm just talking about shooters. It was like, okay, well, one, don't cop out.
Mm-hmm.
Two, somebody mentioned that Chris Mullin was left-handed. I'm like, well, if we're talking about shooting.
He ain't better than Chris Mullin.
He's not a better shooter than Chris Mullin. He could be – he'll probably go down as a better player than Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Mullin was balling, though. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep on Chris Mullin.
Absolutely.
But shooting, like, yeah, if it's between you and Chris Mullin, yeah, I want Chris Mullin to take a shot. James Harden can make it, but if I'm giving
– you're talking about consistently a three-point
like
threat.
It, if I'm giving it – if when he gets the ball off a pass and he going up to shoot it, giving it to Chris Mullin –
and his
he's
money.
He's going to make it pretty much all the damn time.
He's hitting it.
Oh, that was like.
Just to carry on to your, I found this list, the top five, when it was basically like the top five left-handed players of all time.
Okay.
Number five, Bob Lanier.
Mm,
okay. Averaged 20 points, 20.1 points, 10.1 boards while playing in 8 All-Star games. Dominant.
Yeah, he was. Bob Lanier was dominant.
Number four was I didn't know this guy. Dave Cowens.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, I'm going to say the Celtics.
Look at this. Put up 17.6 and 13.6 boards a game. Who does that nowadays? Nobody. 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 Like a handful. I'm like, come on. Please. A two-time champ. 8-time All-Star. And MVP.
Yep.
They don't and was one of the 50 greatest players in history.
Yeah, I remember seeing him on there.
They don't make players like this anymore. Mm-hmm. Number three, Willis Reed.
Yes, right, Willis Reed.
10 seasons, 18.7 points, 12.9 boards, 7 All-Star games, All-NBA 5 times, and an MVP. 69-70 mm-hmm. season, nicknamed Captain, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the top two, pretty easy. Number two, David Robinson.
That Robinson was killing.
21.1 points, 10.6 boards, 3.0 blocks per game in his career. That's stupid. 10-time All-Star, 9-time All-NBA, made All-Defensive 8 times on the All-Defensive team. And he also took on 2 NBA titles and won the MVP in 94-95.
And a scoring title.
Plus he was super Shaq. Plus he was super ripped. That definitely counts for something.
He was cut in a mug. Y'all remember that? And that game, he went to beat Shaq for the scoring title. I was like, oh, you need to score 68 points to win. I'm going to get 71.
Yeah.
It's like, what the? On the last day?
And then, of course, your number one, Bill Russell. I got more rings than fingers. It doesn't even matter. Look at this. 6'10", 215. Yeah, 11 chips. 8 straight.
Yeah.
From 58-59 to 65-66, played 12 All-Star games and was the MVP 5 times.
And a 5-time MVP.
James Harden is better than who?
Yeah, somebody argued, I think, when he named his, in terms of his greatest players ever,
mm-hmm.
he had in the argument for best player ever, Bill Russell. I think along with Wilt and Jordan.
How
somebody was
not?
Like... Well, if you got Bill Russell as arguably the best player ever, how is he not the best left-handed player? Oh, I'm talking about shooters.
Because you know why? Because he didn't know Bill Russell was left-handed.
Yeah, shout out to my man, Mr. CEO. He shot me this first, and he was like, because we had a conversation about it, Dwight Howard, because it was somewhere on the radio out here. They were talking about it. But he hit me in text. He's like, see, I told you that nigga ain't got no basketball IQ.
Yeah, because I'm like, you like, don't know your history. Yeah, I can't hell? I can't defend you on that one. You don't know your history.
Come on, Dwight Howard.
Terrible.
I guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
How about you do some scoring, man? How about you do that?
And before we leave, folks, that Happy Hour Fantasy League.
Oh, buddy. It went down.
Oh, it went down. Sure enough did.
All right, so for my squad, I got Tony Romo, Calvin Johnson, Mike Evans, Le'Veon Bell, Frank Gore, Delanie Walker, Julian Edelman. Then I got Arizona's D, Randy Bullock as a kicker. And then on my bench, Amir Abdullah, Giovanni Bernard, Pierre Garçon.
I wanted him.
Shane Vereen, Owen Daniels, Devin Funches.
Not bad.
Joe Flacco, Michael Floyd.
Not bad at all. All right. Who do I got? I see.
Yeah, I got yours up too.
I got Andrew Luck, Dez Bryant, Brandon Marshall, Lamar Miller, Mark Ingram, tight end Greg Olsen, Golden Tate, Steve Hauske from from Seattle. Baltimore's D. What up, Storm? Got LeGarrette Blount on my bench. Eddie Royal. Devontae Freeman from Atlanta. Kendall Wright. Who's the fool? Jordan Reed. Tight end from Washington. Marcus Wheaton.
I almost grabbed him, too.
Marcus Mariota. What? And Marvin Jones from Cincinnati.
The last pick.
Yeah, buddy. And, of course, we face off against each other first.
Yes.
That's just how it rolls. We all know who's going to win that. Going away.
We know who win it. Cold as ice. About to win it. Cold as ice going for the chip this year.
Oh, boy.
Jonathan, is the Blazers.
Blazers, as usual. Because, you know, I just blaze to the top. That's what I do.
Shout out to, who do you know? Of course, Yahoo. Who gets the winner of the draft? Of course, Boomae, Boomae, Demetrius ass. Like, oh, no three-peat this year, bro. No three-peat this year.
And just for the record, we had like half auto picks in our draft.
It was a gang auto picks.
I am so disappointed in you gentlemen. Malcolm, you have an excuse. Good deal.
Yeah, ate them.
The other ones, I don't know what was going on. Sean, I saw you popped up at the end. Unstoppable. Got one of the worst grades in the draft, too. Auto pick, I was just like, because it takes the fun out of the game sometimes, man. Because you're like, is that really who you would have picked if you were picking? So, but it is what it is. That's fine. You can have the computer pick your team, and I'll just beat the computer's team.
Yeah, man. It was weird. But hey, you know what? Look, I get it. I've been part of four drafts. I think one I couldn't do. I think we were recording the last time. But it happens. But, you know, we got some money on it. Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, I got other leagues that I got big money on. So I'm ready. But let me get some shout outs. Bash Brothers, Mark. Boomaya Boomaya with Demetrius. Brother Malcolm. Alala Black Thought. Dig Gang, Daryl from Strata Low Cash, real motherfucking G's.
What's up, Daryl?
Homie Kenton, split that V. Like, all right. my man Tash, T Money's team.
Oh, boy.
The homie Miles, you know you've fucked up, right? And the homie Sean, Unstoppable. Shout out to y'all, man. We're going to definitely try. We're trying to get more guests on this football season.
Absolutely.
Now y'all come through and talk some football with us. Our schedule always changes in like every week, which makes it tough. But we definitely gonna try to get folk in, talk some football, man. There's a lot of folk who, you know, I always gauge interest to see what sports like, and it's a gang of folk who like some football.
Absolutely.
Some podcasts, then you have some folk who talk football and sports and whatnot. You know, this is tis the season.
Yes, it is.
And this is what's running, so it's, you know,
cracking.
I know Spirit holding on. You got about a month, man, after Labor Day. Once Halloween's coming, when Halloween's here, that means the NBA's starting. I'll be ready for that. But until then, I'm ready to earn me some cash.
Yes, sir.
Let's go. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. The show is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Please check us out at blackisonline.com. Make sure you check out while you support the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Please support our other weekly show, The Black Is Break, a.k.a. The Break, hosted by my wife, Casey. A number of different topics. This last one, we just kind of reminisced again on the group conversation we had about NWA, just the movie and growing up with all that. And, you know, make sure you check it out, man. A lot of good shows. We've received a lot of good positive feedback and stuff for them episodes. So make sure you guys check those out.
Absolutely.
Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Leave us any comments, reviews there. Appreciate the 5-star reviews from Stitcher and iTunes. Those do help us out a lot. Mm-hmm. We appreciate those who send them in. You can also find us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter, and you can reach us at Brothers Layman via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in, for all the longtime listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the long haul, keeping up with us since day one. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for checking us out and see what we about up in here in the happy hour. If you enjoyed the show very much, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Just keep it simple. Tell your lions and bears and elephants. Tell your antelopes. I'm going to go through the circle of life. This is Lion King now. Tell Mufasa. Tell, I done lost track of. Tell Simba. Tell Simba. Tell Nala. Tell Timon and Pumbaa. Tell Scar with his evil ass. Tell, who the monkey?
I can't think of his name.
Well, if y'all know who it is, tweet it to us. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your host, Chris and Jonathan. We'll be giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Happy fantasy football season, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Holla.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Insane.